This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are measures of the conventional economy, such as tomorrow's report on new claims for unemployment benefits, but there are also measures of the underground economy, including new figures for sex trafficking. The Urban Institute pulled together data on 7 U.S. cities and came up with a figure of $975 million. Kate Davidson reports.
The report also looks at the business tactics of pimps and traffickers. Say law enforcement cracks down in Atlanta. Principal investigator Meredith Dank says pimps might move women and girls on a circuit to Dallas or Miami.
And while there, they will network with other pimps and traffickers in order to get the scoop where they should be going, what hotels they should be working out of, and this partnership will form.
The report says the internet has changed the way pimps do business. Bill Wolf is a detective with the Fairfax County Police in Virginia. He says traffickers now use the web to scout and manipulate most victims. They start slowly.
Hey, you're pretty. Will you add me as a friend?
Then vulnerabilities emerge.
So during the period when that girl might say, hey, I hate my family, nobody supports me, I need a place to escape, that's when the trafficker who's been essentially lying in wait will jump.
Meredith Dank says about 10% of the pimps researchers interviewed even created their own websites. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.